During April's election season, former city council member Carl Scala was accused of using taxpayer money to pay for expensive trips to national conferences. Now, city council has approved a member of the Citizen Police Review Board to attend a pricey conference in Seattle. But just how much is Columbia City Council spending on travel? KBIA's Rebecca Field took a look at council travel expenses across Missouri and has this report.
Columbia City Council member Gary Kespel used this ad in his campaign for the 3rd Ward seat last election.
But the taxpayers bought him filet mignon, lamb on a rack, fancy seafood, and surf and turf.
The ad criticizes his running mate Carl Scala, saying Scala's conference trips were merely an excuse for him to travel the U.S. and eat at fine restaurants.
We can't afford another 3 years of Carl Scala.
Scala spent about $4,700 over budget during his time on the council, but council member Barbara Hoppe says Scala's spending was reasonable. She says Scala has saved the council money in the long run.
He's brought back loads of ideas and ways to save money, and one of the things he pushed for that was never talked about in the campaign, and I'm really surprised, is the council going paperless, and we saved $80,000.
Columbia City Manager Bill Watkins says conferences are important, but council needs to make sure they are worth the money.
It is important that we continue to try to get new ideas into an organization as big and as complex as we have. Sometimes a conference is a good way to do that, but I think we've got to continue to look to see that we get the value for the money.
Last fiscal year, Columbia City Council spent more than $32,000 on travel expenses. Jefferson City's council members spent about $350. All of Kirksville's city officials spent $1,600. Kirksville pays its council members $450 a month. Jefferson City pays its members $100 a month. And Columbia does not pay its council members at all. At a recent city council meeting, the council voted to send one member of the Citizens Police Review Board to a conference in Seattle. The cost to send one person is $2,200. The board wanted to send two. Kespel says sending more than one person to a conference is a waste of taxpayer money.
When you register one of those conferences, like National League of Cities, and you pay the registration fee, after the conference is over, all of those sessions that you went to, or the ones you missed, are available online.
Because money is tight, council is going to hold their annual retreat in Columbia rather than the Lake of the Ozarks. Council members will be using their personal travel budgets to pay for a hotel in town. Kespel says he and the mayor want to send a symbolic message to city officials that they are about saving money. Hoppe says refusing to learn from conferences is an insult to the public.
When you have a council person that says, I'm not interested in training, I'm not interested in information to bring back and make this city the best place it can be and save a lot of money doing that. I mean, we more than save money by the ideas we bring back, then I think that's a disservice to the public.
Hoppe says devoting so much time to the city can be expensive. She says once the recession ends, the city should consider paying its council members. Rebecca Thiel, KBIA News.
That's going to do it for this week's Talking Politics. Remember, podcasts of this show and of all of our shows are available online at kbia.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Sarah Whitmire.